Husbands, love your wives. Uh-oh. But somebody said, my wife is not lovable. Then you're going to have to make her lovable. You're going to have to love her anyway. He didn't say if she's a lovely creature and she does everything she's supposed to do and she gets up early and goes to bed late and fixes you lunch and breakfast and dinner and everything in between, you know, it just falls and everything. He tells you, husbands, love your wives. And he even goes so far as to tell you how to do it. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How much are you supposed to love your wife? Oh, you're supposed to love her even if she's not lovable. Is that what he said?
Amen.
You love her regardless. Now, if you've got a good woman, a good sweet woman, it's a whole lot easier to love one that's lovable.
Amen.
But let me tell you, they're all not lovable. There's some of them out there that's a little hard to get along with.
Amen.
You know? And that's why some of you are not married. You know, I find, that's just like a man came to me one time and he said, I'm writing a book. I said, okay, what's it about? He said, it's how to stay married. I said, okay. I says, first of all, I know who you are. And I said, I know your background. And I want to tell you that I don't think you qualify to write the book. He said, Thurman, what makes you think that? I said, you've been married 3 times and didn't make it with 3 women. I said, it's obvious you have not found the answer of what it takes to make a woman happy. I said, if you've been married 3 times and you're now divorced, you are not qualified to write a book on how to stay married. I said, now then, if I was looking for somebody that could tell me how to stay married, I'd want to find a man that had been married 30, 40, 50 years to the same woman, and him and his wife were happy, and they had good children, and everything was going good, and their life was being blessed, and there was no sickness and disease in their family, then I'm listening to what that man's got to say.
Amen.
If I walk in and I walk up to his wife and I say, ma'am, tell me about your husband. And she said, wow. He's awesome. I love him. He's the best thing ever happened to me. I said, all right. Now then, let's go over and talk to this guy. What are you doing that's right? If your wife is that happy, that's just like one night a man and woman stood right here, young couple, probably 30. He had brain tumors. He'd heard about our ministry. He came up here and he said, sir, I come out of a Baptist church, but I heard about your ministry and I need you to pray for me. I've got brain tumors. And I said, you don't want to die, do you? He said, no, I don't. I'm too young. I said, how's your sin life? You commit any kind of sin? He said, well, I think I'm doing okay. I said, how's your walk with your wife? He don't even look at her. He said, it's okay. I look over at her and I said, ma'am, how's your love walk with your husband? And she immediately started crying. I said, I'm going to tell you why you're sick. I said, you've got a problem with your wife. And your wife, when I ask a woman, how's your love walk with your husband? She starts crying. I mean to tell you, it ain't good. And I said, what's the problem? He said, well, she did something I don't like and I got a grudge against her. I said, okay, forgive her. No. I said, well, if you don't forgive her, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get healed. He said, but I want to be healed. I said, then you got to do it God's way. God said in His Word to forgive everyone from your heart. What do you think He means when He says forgive everyone from your heart? You think He means that?
Yes.
Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. After you confess your sins one to another, then the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man for that man will heal him. But if that man's not willing to confess his sin, not willing to forgive his wife, I said, you ain't going to get well. I said, he said, well, I'm not going to forgive her. I said, okay, tell you what, let me tell you one other thing too. It's going to kill you. The brain tumor is going to kill you because you're grudge against your wife. And I said, let me tell you something else. I believe with all my heart, if you die in that sin of not forgiving your wife, since God said, if you don't forgive your wife, I will not forgive you. I have a hard time believing that God, when you die, when you show up at the gates of heaven and He says, oh, who are you? Well, I'm John Doe. Oh, you're the one that had the unforgiveness towards your wife. Well, yes, Lord. Well, since you didn't forgive her, I can't forgive you, so I can't let you in heaven into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of the teeth, and into hell go. He said, I'm washed in the blood. I said, you know, there's one thing I ain't never going to do. I ain't never going to die with an unforgiveness in my heart, knowing the Scripture like I do, because I am completely convinced if you die with unforgiveness in your heart, you will spend eternity in hell. I said, now I may be wrong, but I sure ain't going to die in it and put him to the test, I'll tell you for sure. I don't care what that woman did to me, would it be worth spending eternity in hell for? Do you know how long eternity is? You know how long a minute is? Time is relative to what you're enjoying. I can be holding my honey bunny in my arms and kissing on her, and 5 minutes goes by just like that. You know that? I can be sitting there holding her. We can be talking or whatever. Or we may be just driving down the road, you know, just enjoying life. And I look over and it's 2 o'clock. And I look over 5 minutes later and it's 4 o'clock. We're just driving down the road. All we're doing is talking. I thought, Lord, my goodness, we was having fun, wasn't we? Life was going by. But let me tell you what. When you stick your finger over in a fire and touch a hot skillet, 1/10 of a second is a long time, isn't it, John? When you touch a hot skillet, you can't get off of it fast enough, can you? And as you leave your skin there, let me tell you, that 1/10 of a second that took all the skin off my finger seemed like a longer than that 2 hours me and Cheryl driving down the road talking together. Because I was enjoying what I was doing talking to her. But I wasn't enjoying that finger in that fire. So I can't even imagine holding my finger on that hot skillet for 2 hours, can you? No. So I'm not going to even put, not even going to even chance that. So it says, husbands, love your wives. How are you supposed to love them? As Christ loved the church. And he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. All right, let's go to the next couple of verses. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a single spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now the church is by the water, the washing of the water. This is the word of God that we're reading. If we read this and obey it, it cleanses us and purifies us and makes us without one single spot or blemish. Is that what he's saying? We are to be holy. So ought men, as he talked about, so ought men to love their wives. Okay, now that word men there is the same word husbands. So ought husbands to love their wives. So that word can be translated either way, men or husbands, but he's talking about a man that's married that has a woman that is part of him. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. If you don't love your wife, you don't love yourself. You won't take care of yourself. You might even be a slob. You know, you might just never dress up, never wear nice clothes, you know, never do anything. You don't care. You might not shave, you know, brush your teeth, nothing. You know, you don't love yourself. If you love yourself, you're going to take care of your body. Now, don't be like the young man. There was a story, and I know it was a story, but it's kind of true. There was two men that looked to be extremely old sitting on the corner. And a young man walked up one day, and they were both gray-headed and had long beards and everything else. And he walked up and he said, looked at this one man there, and he says, wow, what do you contribute your long life to? He says, loving God, serving Him, going to church, reading His Word every day. He said, wow, how old are you? He said, 96. He said, well, boy, you really look good to be 96. Looked at the other young boy and said, what do you contribute your long life to? He said, drinking a fifth of whiskey every day, sleeping with a different woman every night, cussing and doing all these bad, everything bad I can think of. He said, good grief. How old are you? He said, 26. Now, both of them look the same. Does loving God make a difference in your longevity of your life? Absolutely. If you obey God, it will give you a long life. If you don't, it will make you old and old looking when you're young. So, ought men to love their wives as their own bodies? He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Okay, Jordan, let's go to the next couple. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Now, if you are a born-again Christian, how far is God from you? He is in you. This, Colossians 1:27 says, for this is a mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you. So if you're a born-again child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ is living and dwelling in you. Just to whom God would make it known, that was the riches and glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, so right there the scripture confirmed, if you were born again, child of God, this is the mystery was hidden. Now then, as children of God, when you walk in somewhere and shake hands with someone, you need to realize that if they're a born again Christian, you're shaking hands with another member of the body of Christ. In fact, I was telling someone just last night, I said, you know, when we get out of sorts with someone, especially our mates, if we were talking to someone, and I'll use Ernest here, he's a good guy. If Ernest got upset at Esther, and I know they never do that, you know, but anyway, if they did, and he was got a little upset with her and sharp with her, and he's standing there talking to her, and all of a sudden, she turned in to Jesus. You might change your attitude.
I would.
You would. You need to realize that when you talk to that beautiful lady, you're talking to Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
Christ is in her. Right. Now see, when we get a hold of that picture, we'll love her like Christ told us to, right, Ernest?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we will. And again, too, because if you want your prayers answered.
Yes, sir.
And you do that too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you gotta love her like that. You've got to do it God's way. Now let's go back over to Ephesians there. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Now then, the next couple of verses there. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.